have to say. My name is Gary Hansen. I have the pleasure of serving on the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission, and with me today are Chris Nelson, who is Vice Chairman of the Commission, and Christy Feagan, Commissioner as well as a number of staff people. And we would really like to welcome each and every one of you, and especially those of you who are going to be making formal presentations and who have traveled some distance to be here. We appreciate it very, very much. today, I think Brian has probably allocated about 45 minutes for me to talk this morning, but I'm only going to take one or two. I don't know if Chris or Christy have anything that they'd like to add, but we really sincerely appreciate your participation. We know that there are challenges with in regulatory life from our standpoint. We want to do everything right. We're hoping that the input and information that we receive here today will help us to accomplish that. And we do very much appreciate the cooperation, the fact that we have what we feel is a real good working relationship between the commission and between utilities and between the citizens of South Dakota in our efforts to make things right. So with that welcome. Brian, do you want me to introduce you or the first? All right. Well, you're going to take my other 40 minutes.
Other commissioners want to? Okay.
Good morning. Good morning, Chris Nelson. If I could just take a minute or two to maybe kind of set the stage for what I'm hoping to get out of today. First of all, I want to thank Brian for putting together what I think is going to be an excellent program. I appreciate that. I appreciate all of you coming here to help us to learn. As I look at the first slide, if I could, Steve, I want to borrow your first slide. And looking at the title, and I want to parse that a little bit. The last words are energy efficiency, and I don't want anybody to come in with a misunderstanding that we've got any opposition to energy efficiency. There's nobody that's more an advocate for energy efficiency than I am. You can ask my daughter, and she will tell you that I'm the guy that goes around shutting off the lights behind her rampantly. I'm big into that. But the other two words up here I see are customer funded, and that's where, and I've said publicly that I've got some concerns, and I'm hoping that we can learn about that portion today. I'm concerned about the socialization of those costs, and do the customers that are not directly utilizing some of those funds in rebate manner or what have you, are they truly benefiting and getting anything out of the dollars they're putting into the programs? And so I'm hoping as the presenters and the discussion goes today, that's the area that I really want to focus on and hopefully come away with some additional knowledge at the end of today.
Thank you, commissioners. If we haven't met, my name's Brian Rounds. I'm an analyst here at the commission. Been working on energy efficiency stuff, so I probably have gotten to know most of you through that. I just want to give a little bit of the history behind energy efficiency in these programs. Back in 2006, the commission actually contacted all utilities and asked them to sort of move some of their programs from out of state into South Dakota and try to talk about how we can do this in a collaborative fashion. And out of that result, I think we had about half the utilities get something started. And for the other half, the issue was recovery of lost revenues. And so we did a couple of workshops back in 2010, and I think we kind of settled on a pretty good result for recovering lost margins, and really the purpose or the reason behind this workshop comes from a commission meeting we had back in March, in which one of the energy efficiency programs was up for a true up, and Commissioner Nelson had some comments about the program, and really worried about some issues with cross-subsidization and exactly maybe what the right way to deal with cost effectiveness is for these types of programs. And asked for a philosophical discussion, at which point all of staff kind of looked at their toes and kept their mouths shut. So this is, at least for us, an opportunity to try and have that discussion. And so we really want to encourage everybody to ask questions make the presentations as discussion-like as possible. Afterwards, after the presentations, they'll be open for Q&A, but feel free to jump in and ask questions. A couple of house cleaning things. We're going to have coffee here in a little bit. It looks like we're getting some water. There's bathrooms down the hall. There's a vending machine right around the corner. We're going to take a break, I believe, after the second presentation. We are recording this meeting, so I don't think we all probably need to speak into a microphone to be heard in this room. But because we're recording it, everything needs to go through a microphone. So if you ask a question, I think it's fine if it doesn't make the microphone, as long as whoever's answering it can repeat the question into the microphone, just so we have it on the record. So with that, I want to introduce our first speaker, who's Steve Schiller. He's a senior advisor in Electricity Markets and Policy Group at LBNL. He's going to give us kind of a 101 to get us kicked off.